So it was 2015, the last time we did something similar to this, because it was summer movie time. I was working with you and Sean Bass, the Shake Joint, and we debuted some ticket trailers, movie trailers, because there's a bunch of good movies coming out. Christmas time, some of them dropping this weekend, like Bumblebee. I know you have your tickets, Jake, to see the daytime matinee today, because you wanted to be there opening day. And we're going to play a couple new ones, but just to set the table, I want to play one trailer that we played from 3 years ago. It was me and you and Sean, and it was a ticket-themed trailer for One Norm Hitzkus. Here you go.
You know, some say he was the greatest gambler that ever lived.
Hey.
Some say he sees the horse races before they even happen.
That's cheap.
Like, he actually sits down the day before the race and yells out loud the whole race to get the results and then bet them afterward.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Pay me, bitch. Pay me my paper.
But the word is he's lost his touch.
Damn it.
He's fallen to pieces. His wife, Mary, left him. And she took the boys.
I'm back living on the f***ing beach. I'm getting zero p***, and I've got one damn dollar to my name.
But he's got one last shot. One long shot to get it all back. Well, not his ability to walk, but the rest, yes. The money, the girl, Vanilla and Molly, and the boys.
Oh, I need this. I need this one, pal. Come on, baby. Come on. One time, motherfucker.
What will a man do when he's got nothing left to lose and one chance to make it all right? Find out this summer, Norm Hitzkus in Parlay.
Yeah.
That was the summer hit of 2015.
I remember it well. Yeah, box office, just killer.
It was a big time for horse racing movies.
Yeah, there was...
They got in Secretariat.
Yeah, there you go. Seabiscuit or whatever it was called.
Black Stallion, whatever happened there. So there's a couple new movies everyone knows about, the big ones that are coming out. I don't know if you've heard some of these new trailers, but there's actually two new ticket movies coming out.
Oh, good.
This weekend. So I don't know if you've
just
seen
just in time
them.
For the family.
The trailers are not... Why don't you play the first one?
He was a little boy from Knox City, Texas, a simple, gangly, a backup tight end type of boy. He loved his farm animal friends more than about anything.
Bah.
Rough.
Moo.
Bad.
Bah.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Bah.
I love you, Peggy.
Wee, wee, wee.
I love you, Snake. You're my best friends.
But he'd have to say goodbye to them and chase his rock and roll dreams into the big city. A city that would change him.
I've got a flask in my car if you guys want to join me for an after-hours drink.
Well, let me answer that question.
All right, let's go get some booze.
I like whiskey better than women.
I like beer.
I'm drunk.
Life is badass because popping a Bud Light, man.
You guys understand how hot I am. I want to live forever.
What would you rather do, eat a plate of eggs or hang out with a handicapped person for 6 hours?
He was a man truly lost.
That is going to be... That's north of 30.
Yeah, it's right off 35.
So when you pass really? Keist, which is an east-west
about,
road, then the next one over is Polk, which is more south.
Oh, God.
It's a north diagonal, 30 to the northwest shot.
It's like it's only between 6 and 7 years.
It's a straight line across the state to Skillman and Elvis close to Lewis County.
But then, when he needed him most, he was saved by the only real friends he ever had.
Bah.
Rough.
Moo.
Bad.
Bah.
Cock-a-doodle-doop.
This Christmas, the story of a boy who turned into an animal and then was saved by his animals.
Hey, Snake. I love Snake.
Hey, my pig.
Wee, wee, wee.
I love a running barefoot through the old cornfields, and I love that country ham.
The Knox City Knocker.
No animals were sifted in the making of this picture.
Climbing up on South Street.
God, it's an epic.
Yeah.
There's a whole journey. I feel like that's Forrest Gump.
It's quite a journey that I'm excited to see. I'll probably see that one Saturday.
Good grief.
Yeah.
Saved by his animals.
The idea was that the animals came to the city to save him.
Oh, I could just see Danny in a back alleyway, hopped up on drugs, yeah. Hallucinating, and seeing his pig.
He just peeks
around
the corner,
home, buddy.
Finally found him. So that's the Knock City Knocker. If you want to see that one, I think
great,
that's
Saturday. Fired up
in most local theaters. This next one is, I think, rated R. More rated R.
Okay.
It's maybe just you and the wife if you want to take her out to a movie night coming up. I think you'll enjoy this feature.
Argyle, Texas is a quiet town, a family town.
Jeez.
Now, I've heard the rumors of what goes on around here, but I don't buy it.
What have you heard?
Sex parties.
Oh my god, I got an invitation.
You did? Are you gonna go?
Should I?
I didn't know they let girls go to those.
There's a password here.
What is it?
Hot fries.
I love to love you, baby.
Oh. Oh, I want to do it so badly, I can't even tell you how badly I want to do it.
Why do they have a tractor inside?
I'm a baller.
What's with all the mustard?
Mustard is almost universal.
Are you a freak?
Hey, watch this. Has anyone seen my pants?
This Christmas, learn the secrets.
Dang right, I'm a princess.
Live the scandal.
Can I stick my tongue down your throat?
It's legal. You can stick it in there.
Lick the sweat.
How's my dirt taste?
From the creators of Seem Impossible, and This Is Where I Will Fart.
Lower your pants.
Eyes wide jub.
Yeah, the kids like that.
Oh my god. Good grief.
A little more adult look into
it's legal
the alleged sex parties of Argyle, Texas.
That's got to carry an X rating. That's not R rated.
God, that is so great. And I feel like whoever that voice guy is really is having his day.
Yeah, the same
bath after that.
The same Old West voiceover talent we used in 2015. We got him back for 2018.
Mustard is universal.
Go to the movies. Enjoy the fine ticket offerings.